Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To go ahead and get his thoughts on Ohio State, hasn't played anyone except Texas, but we don't count that. We head out to the fan hotline. Welcome on Ohio State beat writer, long time beat writer. You can catch his work on the Bill Rabinowitz Substack. He's also the author of the Buckeye Brotherhood. Check out his Twitter because he's got where you can get the book at as well. It's about the 2024 Ohio State Championship football team. Bill Rabinowitz joins us now. Bill, welcome to the show.
Nice to be on with you. Thank you. Your conversation reminded me, I covered the Browns in a previous life, the expansion Browns. And remember when Jamal Lewis ran for a gazillion yards against the Browns? The next day, Butch Davis said, you know, if you take away those five runs, we held them to 2.7 yards a carry. You know, the other carries being 80, 85, you know, 103.
They
all count.
It's funny you say that. I remember that comment by Butch. And it was the first time that I heard anybody say something like that. And people have been doing that to Quinshon this year, where it's like, wow, those three big runs he had have padded his stats. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're just describing running back stats. I think this is just how running backs work.
That's the way it works. It's 3, 4, 3, 2, 8, 12, 80, you know, and then the average is, you know, 9. If you take the median run versus the average run or the, you know, that, You can play all kinds of tricks with stats.
Ooh, median. I kind of like the idea of median runs now instead of averages. Averages, that's for beginner statisticians.
That it's was not hard as to cool say. Of a t-shirt as like angry runs. Just misses a little bit.
Median runs.
Median runs.
That actually sounds what happens if you have too much chili.
It's very average. Yeah, good job by you.
Now, Bill, I guess, do you agree with Dan Orlovsky that this team has just not been tested?
To a degree, but that's not Ohio State's fault. It's the fact that Ohio State's so much better than everybody else. I mean, if you look at their schedule before the season and you say, okay, they play Texas, the number one team in the country in the opener, can't get it harder than that. Then they have to go to Washington, the first road game, travel across the country against a pretty good Washington team. They've been up and down, but pretty good. And then you got to go to Illinois, which was ranked in the top whatever. They were ranked top 10, top 15, whatever it was. And they handled them pretty easily. You know, obviously Penn State is not the Penn State team we thought we would see. So, yes, in a sense, they have not been tested, but I think that's more a statement about how good Ohio State is.
Well, so does that concern you, though, that they haven't been tested? Like Dan brings up this idea that they're trailing by 4 with 4 minutes left to go in the fourth, and so they haven't been put in that spot. Is that a worry that you would have?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always want to be tested. And first of all, they're going to face a major psychological test against Michigan. So that's going to be a test. And they will be tested. No team just breezes to a national championship. Indiana will give them a tough game in the Big Ten championship game, assuming both are there. Then obviously the playoff, that's not going to be a cakewalk, although they made it one last year for the most part. So would it be helpful if you were to give Ryan Day truth serum and say, would you like to have been really tested in one of these first 9 games? He probably would say yes. But the goal is to blow out everybody, and they have.
Bill, it's interesting. Last year, there was the regular season Ohio State team, and then they hit that gear in the playoffs, and just really very few teams even could come close to hanging with them. Ryan Day, as recent as, I want to say it was Wednesday, the press conference, or Tuesday, the press conference, has kind of teased that they've got another gear here. I'm just curious where you think that gear is, because last year it was with Will Howard throwing the ball down the field, and no one saw that coming.
I think it's getting the running game consistently on track. I'm toying with that thing. I'm going to write that soon. You know, it's not been bad. It's not been a bad running game, but it hasn't been up to the level of either the passing game or Ohio State's run defense or pass defense. It's the one area where you say, okay, I'll give that maybe a B or B minus as opposed to an A. And I don't think it's the running back's fault. They have four really good running backs. The two freshmen, Bo Jackson and Isaiah West lately, have been really good. And the offensive line has been okay, better in pass protection, but just okay. And so I think it takes time for an offensive line to hit its stride. It certainly did last year for Ohio State, and they haven't had the injuries this year that they did last year. So I think that's the one area where you can nitpick and say they need to get better there.
I thought Julian Sain had a pretty dumb interception in the Purdue game, but like that's going to happen from time to time, I guess. I don't want to be critical of that. It's more the idea that it feels like outside of that, if you're not talking about the couple mistakes he had against like Grambling and then those type of games, he's been pretty flawless. What's your perception of him as a quarterback and how deep he can take this team?
Yeah, I actually was so curious about the non-completions. He's completing better than 80% of his passes. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd take a look last week and say, okay, well, what about the other 42 non-completions? Were they bad throws? Were they smart decisions to throw it away? And by and large, they were all either well-thrown balls that were broken up, nice plays by the defense, thrown away wisely, and a few that were off. But nothing that was like, oh, what was that? Now, the Purdue interception last week, that was a what was that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what he was looking at or see on that play. That was just a bad play. But for a redshirt freshman starting for the first time, he's been as close to perfect as you could imagine.
Bill Rabinowitz on the fan hotline here, author of the Buckeye Brotherhood about the 2024 Ohio State championship team, also Ohio State beat writer, a longtime Ohio State beat writer as well. So who do you think has a better case, or maybe case that's subjective, who do you think is more likely to bring the Heisman to Columbus this year, Julian Sain or Jeremiah Smith?
I think Julian Sain is, because the award is kind of biased toward quarterbacks. Quarterbacks usually win it. If you were to ask me, you know, where does the offense run through, I'd probably say Jeremiah Smith. He just affects so much of what a defense does, because no defensive coordinator wants to leave him on an island. He'll let a cornerback be on an island against Jeremiah Smith, and then, you know, he scores a 70-yard touchdown, and everyone says, why would you leave him in single coverage? So they always base – I think the first thing that a defensive coordinator does is say, okay, how do we try to contain Jeremiah Smith? And that opens it up for everybody. Carnell Tate, certainly Julian Sain, the run game to some degree. So, you know, I think that Sain, if you look at the betting odds, it's much more favorable to Sain than it is Jeremiah Smith. But and both of them have played well. That, it may hurt Ohio State's chances for either one of them to get it, because that might split the vote to some degree. But I think that generally speaking, quarterbacks get the win that award.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's going on with Carnell Tate? Obviously, you know, they pull him for the Purdue game, and then there was no update by Ryan Day. And I thought that was very curious that there was no update there.
Yeah, and even today on his radio show, he mentioned Quincy Porter, a freshman receiver, that he should be available. Didn't say anything about Carnell Tate one way or the other. And so I thought that was, I noted that too. I don't get the sense it's a serious injury, but they're just not very open about that stuff. It's not the NFL. You know, all they have to do is say he's available or not, or possibly unavailable, and that's all they have to do, and that's all they do. You know, in the NFL, it's they tell you details and practice updates and stuff like that. It's just different in college.
Bill, I think we all assume here Ohio State, Indiana in the Big Ten title game. What do you think the spread in that game is going to be? Do you think we're going to get it within a touchdown, or do you think Ohio State's going to be a double-digit favorite?
I think a lot depends on what happens the rest of the year, especially the Ohio State-Michigan game. If Ohio State goes to Ann Arbor and wins comfortably, I think Ohio State would probably be like a touchdown favorite. If they lose or it's a real struggle and some weaknesses are exposed, then it might be closer to a toss-up. I honestly don't concern myself much with that kind of stuff, but that's just my guess.
Who does match up the best, though, with Ohio State? What team across the country that you look at and you say, you know, what they do versus what we do, this would be an interesting one?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, Indiana will be fascinating because Indiana's pretty much blown out everybody. Obviously, they had the close call last week. But, you know, that'll be a fascinating game. I think a team like Alabama or Georgia, just because they're Alabama or Georgia, that'd be an interesting game. I think Texas A&M is a dangerous team. I was talking to somebody who works in the NFL, and he thinks that Texas A&M is probably the biggest threat to Ohio State at this point, which surprised me, but I haven't really seen Texas A&M play at all. When you cover a team, you really don't see a whole lot of the other ones unless, you know, the times line up. So, you look, there are teams out there that can beat Ohio State. This is not going to be a cakewalk to a national championship. But do I think Ohio State's the clear favorite? At this point, I do.
Bill, Matt Patricia has been an absolute home run hire here. And I remember, like, I would get frustrated with the Buckeyes defensive line, not with the players, but with how they were being used. Because I always felt like, yeah, your number one job's to eat space. And they had so many guys, from Sawyer to JT. They had so many guys that could attack. Even Michael Hall Jr., who's here. And I hated that part of it. And so I wasn't sad to see him go. I was intrigued by what Patricia would bring. And this defense, I mean, as good as they were last year, those guys are gone, and this defense looks even better. What do you think is the biggest change they've made at the defensive side of the ball with Patricia?
They're much more varied. They will mix up the fronts. They will mix up, they disguise things more. Now, Jim Knoll is kind of funny, this revisionist history. I mean, the guy had the number one defense in the country last year. They won the national championship. You know, he's not a bum. what has happened this year at Penn State is much bigger than Jim Knoll's. But it's hard to argue with the job that Matt Patricia's done. And his hiring was greeted with some skepticism because he flamed out as the Lions coach. There are a lot of speculation that it was really Belichick directing, you know, the success the Patriots had. But you described it perfectly. He's been a home run hire. The players love him. Ryan Day said on his show today, basically, he doesn't have to deal with it. I mean, just he's the head coach of the defense. I say, hey, nice job. That's about all the input I have. And in recent years, Ryan Day's had to be involved with the defense at different points of the season. So I think that, he's been pretty close to flawless.
How has covering college football changed for you with like the NIL era, the previous couple years? Has it been more obvious that these guys do get paid as much as they do? Or does it still feel like a few years ago when even if it was happening, it was more on the hush-hush?
You know, that's a good question. I don't sense a major difference. There's maybe a little more liberty the players have. It used to be under the team control more in terms of like outside of the building. If they have an event or some kind of promotion, that you could go talk to them, you know, in theory, whereas a few years ago, they just didn't have that opportunity, so you couldn't. But I don't really sense a major change. And in terms of my, you know, feelings or relationships with players, that hasn't changed at all in my view. I don't care whether a player is not making anything or making $1 million. I still think they're young enough to be my kids or even grandkids if you stretch it. I'm not looking to be friends with them. I'm looking to have a good relationship with them and that. But I talked to Julian Fan the other day on the phone, and you know, I didn't think, is he going to talk to me because he's making NIL money now? It's just, it depends on the player. But I don't notice a dramatic change in terms of the media stuff, at least.
Bill, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you. I feel like we could have another 20 minutes of conversation, but that would be stealing your time. We won't do that. We appreciate you, man. Great stuff.
All right, thanks. I'm happy to talk about the book another time.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Bill Rabinowitz there. Again, check out his book, The 2024 Championship Team. He's got a great story about Ryan Day and how Ohio State fans were with Ryan Day. Ryan Day was just as done with Ohio State before the national championship. So check that out again, the Buckeye Brotherhood. And check out his Substack as well, the Bill Rabinowitz Substack. Great stuff with Bill on the Fan Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.